joined in the studio by a very special guest. Ellie Bell is an Adelaide musician who's made her name in her adopted home of Darwin here in Adelaide and spent some time in Berlin over the past few years. Done it all. She's just become the recipient of a new initiative from Music SA, the Female Music Industry Scholarship for 2018. So no better time, I don't think, than to celebrate the good news, the now, beginning of a new year, than to have Ellie in the studio for a chat to talk all about it. So welcome to The Range, Ellie.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No problems at all. Thank you for coming in.
Felt like doing a drum roll then.
Yeah, you can. Well, you can if you like.
It's Ellie Bell.
Ellie Bell, yeah, exactly. That was good, by the way. Completely unrehearsed. That was excellent. Congratulations again on receiving the Music Industry Scholarship from Music SA this year.
Thanks.
I'm sure that's something to look forward to. I'll speak to you about that in just a sec. But for those listening that may not be completely across your career and your musical life so far, can you talk a little bit about where music started for you, whether at school or playing, performing with various people? How did it all begin for you?
I guess it was always there in a way, with parents being music lovers. There was always a soundtrack on in the house, and I fell in love with singing really young, and my parents put me in a choir, and then I was singing through school. And then later I joined a trio band with Grace Goodfellow and Luke Brokenshay, other Adelaide punters. And yeah, we were the three of us, and then we were Darling Street. And then that was put on hold. I think we were all just sort of our interests...
Diverted. Went in tangents.
Yes. And I was studying nursing at the time, and that became a focus for me. And then I ended up travelling and decided I didn't want to be a nurse. Came back and packed up all my things and grabbed my guitar and went up the East Coast. And I used to be very shy playing guitar to people, and it was kind of my challenge. I knew if I was carrying a guitar, I'd be forced to play to people. So yeah, off I went, and I moved to Darwin, and my parents had moved there, so I joined them. And it was just my goal to start playing a few gigs solo, and from there that just became more and more and more and more and more and more gigs. And that was great. It was totally unexpected, but yeah, just sort of blossomed from there, and yeah, I loved it and have continued to pursue it.
So. Excellent. Yeah, and it's doing you wonders so far as well. And you mentioned playing the guitar too, because when you were back in the three of us in Darling Street, mm-hmm. probably more vocal yeah. based, but since then you've sort of developed yeah. the guitar. Has that been, you know, you feel a lot more comfortable, I guess, now being able to play and sing? Because it is, you know, it's not to be taken for granted, like to be playing instruments and sort of
yeah.
writing and singing. It's, you know, yeah. very, it's a multi skilled sort of thing to do.
Yeah.
I guess that grows. Yeah.
Yeah, just being on stage alone is totally different to having other people to bounce off of and fall back on, and so yeah, it was just a very different experience.
Yeah. Tell us about your time in Berlin. That's interesting.
Yeah, that was fun.
What did you learn? What happened?
What happened? Lots of things happen in Berlin. It's a crazy city. But like, I just wanted to keep focusing on music while I was there. I think it was like in any big city, it's hard to find your sort of your little community or your purpose in that city. And I kept finding mine in music, and I was busking with another Adelaide guy. Actually, I just messaged him because I knew he was from Adelaide, and I was just like insisted that we were going to be friends. And that's Lucas Laufen. And he's back at the moment, but he's still living over there. And we became busking buddies, and that was great. And then from there, kept playing open mic nights and small concerts. Did some traveling around Europe. And yeah, just made a small group of musical friends, and we used to go busking together and go to all each other's gigs. And it was just a nice family, and there was always places to play. And yeah, it was just good, I think, too, for my confidence, like standing in front of a foreign crowd and or just traveling solo, or it was yeah.
And sometimes that helps too when you're playing shows and to help you overcome performance sort of nerves and things like that, to be able to play to people that you don't know, you've never seen them before.
Yeah.
It's not like playing to your friends here in, you know, in Adelaide, which sort of is done all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's very small.
Yeah.
And it would be, I guess that would be nice, a different experience.
Yeah, definitely. There's a song that is purely about all my ex-boyfriends, and it's so much easier to play it overseas when nobody knows me or my ex-boyfriends.
Far
for
less,
example.
Less personalized. Exactly right. And I mean, that would obviously, when you're meeting different people overseas too, you learn a lot from them, I guess, and make contacts and sort of keep in touch. Is that be the case?
Yeah, definitely. I was writing it with a Swedish guy as well, Pavel. And that's another learning experience, writing with someone else, because they bring so much, they bring a whole nother world of musical knowledge and experience. And so, yeah, that was awesome.
Mm. You are on The Range on Radio Adelaide, on digital radio, online and 101.5 FM. My name is Sam, speaking to Ellie Bell, Adelaide musician, here in the studio. Very kind enough to be able to join us this afternoon. We're talking about locations in Berlin, and as you mentioned, you spent quite a fair bit of time up in Darwin too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would be your second home.
Yeah.
If not first home, second home.
Oh, don't make me choose. No, I mean, I grew up in Adelaide, and when I came back from Berlin, I went to Darwin, and I thought I was going home because I'd moved all my stuff there and I'd left from Darwin. And then when I got back to Darwin, I unpacked all my stuff and made my room look all nice. And the next day I was packing it all up again, and my dad walked past my room and he was just like, "What are you doing?" Like, I just made it look like I lived there, and then it was all going back in suitcases. Oh. And I was like, "I don't know, I have to go to Adelaide. That's what's happening." And that was in February, and Adelaide feels like home now.
Hmm.
For now. Which is really nice.
Reacquainted.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And I guess playing lots of music and lots of shows and all that sort of stuff, that would sort of help to settle back in, to get a bit of a continuity about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been nice. Like, I wasn't really overly involved in the music scene. I played gigs with Darling Street, but now playing, it's like discovering a new part of Adelaide.
Hmm.
So it feels new in a way, which is really nice.
Yeah. Bit of a breakup between the past and present,
yeah,
which is, I guess, good. And just on Darwin too, the music scene up there, playing shows and I guess being even, well, a smaller community probably than Adelaide even, which we like to think is quite communal here. What's the scene sort of like up in Darwin?
It's pretty special. Mm. I think you have to go there to experience it, to know. But it's because it's small and it's a developing city, and they're working really hard to be recognised by, you know, where the music is generally happening on the East Coast and down here. Everyone is working really hard, and so they're really supportive of new acts and really supportive of, like, nurturing your career and helping you also get noticed. And, and it just has this really good energy about it. Like, everyone is really enthusiastic and supportive, and there's... They're lacking a lot of female singer-songwriters there, or musicians in general.
Mm.
I think in general the Northern Territory has like a ridiculous ratio of men to women.
Mm.
It's often joked about, but and so as a female, I think they were extra supportive as well, because they need more female in the spotlight.
There aren't as many coming through. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, excellent. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
The music essay, Female Music Industry Scholarship for 2018. How exciting is that? That's really, really cool. Congratulations.
Awesome.
What does that mean for you? What will that mean for this year in your progression of music?
It means that I get to participate in the music business course that Music Essay offers, free of charge, which is great because, you know, artist life. And I think, it's just, for me personally, it's just a good confidence boost into the new projects, and just nice to know that someone or some small group of people see something in you that they think is valuable, and that kind of like just gives you a good kick
into
the new year.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good, it's a great initiative, I guess, too. As it says on the Music SA website, it aims to develop the career of female musicians and industry professionals, addressing the barriers for women trying to forge a career in the music industry, which I guess it's come to the forefront a lot more in recent times. And probably because, you know, many bands are now starting to be able, feel comfortable enough to write music about it and make statements and in turn make other artists and gig goers and things feel comfortable about that too.
Yeah. It feels like a pretty exciting time to be a woman. Like, yeah. I'm sure it's happened a lot throughout history in waves, but right now it seems like a really significant time where like both men and women are acknowledging the inequality and thinking about ways that they can move past that. And yeah, it's good.
Mm. Do you feel that in over the time since you've been writing music that now, because, you know, we always live in different times, that as a, you know, society will always progress and, you know, each year upon year upon year in various different things. Do you feel like maybe now there's more that you can say in your songwriting or just feel more comfortable about saying anything you like when you write music compared to when you first started?
Yeah, but I think that's also a personal like development thing that when you start, one of the biggest barriers is just like being heard, like, or the intimacy of speaking your mind and writing honestly and then performing that to people is quite scary. And as you keep going and you keep receiving positive feedback or support, or you just feel the thrill of like being who you are and people applauding that, and that encourages you to keep speaking what you feel you can or want to. And and I think it helps to hear other women writing about things, experiences and things that have often been taboo and now we are talking about, and that it does almost empower you and give you permission to write about it as well, which is great.
Yeah, and I guess you, when you first start writing, it's always sort of love song or boyfriend, girlfriend or something basic, isn't it?
Yeah, love songs are so easy to write. I've been thinking lately I need to fall in love because I'm having a bit of writer's block.
Let's write about that.
Yeah.
Start that.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
We'll see. And as you mentioned, playing more and more since you've got back to Adelaide, various different things. Now, I believe you have some shows coming up too, which we'll speak about in a sec. Any plans to release any music at this stage, or still sort of working on some stuff throughout the year?
In my mind, yes. In the real world, there's nothing happening yet. But I would love to record another EP and release that. But yeah, the last year has just been about re-establishing myself here and getting to know the scene a bit, the places to play and meeting new musicians. And I haven't been rushing or forcing anything. But this year, I have good energy, good hopes, high hopes.
It's all going to be going up.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Bit of a spontaneous question. Do you have a, looking back on 2017, do you have a favourite gig or a favourite album or a favourite song or something musical that you can remember that maybe inspired you, or that you can vividly remember that you played over and over or saw?
Do you know my favourite at the moment, which is kind of awkward because I know you play with her, is Naomi Keats. And I've seen her a few times since coming back to Adelaide and I just think she's amazing. And and I'm really excited to see her at WOMAD and you playing with her at WOMAD.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Looking forward to it. Well,
that's what comes to mind.
So. Yeah. and agree with Naomi's music as well. Yeah. It's fantastic. You are on Radio Adelaide, on digital radio, online and 101.5 FM, where you are on The Range this Tuesday afternoon. My name is Sam. I'm joined in the studio by Ellie Bell, local musician, and also joined in the studio by another special guest. Ellie, would you like to introduce your special guest?
Sister. Beth, my sister, is here to sing with me.
Hello,
which
Beth.
Is great.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on in.
Thanks for having me.
Feel free to creep in towards the microphone a little bit there so everyone can hear you. And now, you have brought your guitar.
Yes.
I've turned that microphone on now so that everyone will be able to hear it very shortly, which is great. Now, what are you going to be performing for us this afternoon?
I'm playing This Trap, This Trial, which, sticking to the woman theme, is about being a woman, or for all my fellow women.
The sisterhood?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, this is Ellie Bell, accompanied by Beth on backing vocals, with This Trap, This Trial on Radio Adelaide.
I've been mistreated and I've been defeated, but look at me now. And I've been abused in more than one way, but here I stay. And I've been belittled and made to feel small, but that all behind me. I'm often confused and it makes you amused, but I am strong. I am strong. There's no longer sweetness in my sadness, just darkness in my eyes. But they say that you need darkness to see the stars. Oh, darling, it's dark tonight. This trap, this trial, game you put me through, I feel like a child, but I don't want to play anymore. Yeah, I don't want to play anymore. You want to see me angry? Well, I'll give it to you now. Careful of what you ask for, 'cause while it seems exciting, all of this emotion, it's driving me insane. This trap, this trial, this game you put me through, I feel child, but I don't want to play anymore. Yeah, I don't want to play anymore. These words aren't just words, these words are my life. These words are what I've had to live. While you sit and smile and sway and say that I am beautiful, remember what these words are about. These words that I'm singing are the pieces of when I fell apart. This trap, this trial, this game you put me through, I feel like a child, but I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to play anymore. This trap, this trial, this game you put me through,
wanna play anymore. Yeah, I don't wanna play anymore. I don't wanna play anymore.
Yes, fantastic. That was Ellie Bell with Beth Cleary on backing vocals with This Trap, This Trial. Magnificent song.
Thank you.
That's lovely. Love the time changes in that song as well, the various different ups and downs mm-hmm. of it. Thanks, it's like a big journey. Amazing.
Life's a journey.
It is. And it's all about the journey, isn't it, too? If you're on some sort of talent show or something. Anyhow, that was magnificent. Thank you very much. Now, I did mention that you have some gigs coming up. Would you like to get into full promo mode and go for it?
All right.
Tell us what's happening.
Well, actually, I'm traveling to Darwin really soon. So if anyone listening knows a friend in Darwin, I'm actually having a house concert at my parents' place, which will be beautiful. And it's supporting Emily Barker, who's from Western Australia, but lives in the UK now. And that's on the 11th, and you can go on Facebook and write to me and I'll send you details about that. On the 18th, I'm playing at the Exeter with Hallo Newman, which will be great fun.
Oh, what a name.
Yes, and I live with the keyboard player, so it's great. Just going to be a hoot. The 19th is at Troppo, the beautiful little cafe. And the 23rd, I'm just doing a few songs at the Metro Tuesday Night Acoustic Club, which is a great time.
Beautiful. Excellent venues to be performing at. The great venues that we have here in Adelaide. And it'll be good to get back to Darwin, no doubt,
in
the next
really nice.
Couple of weeks or so. And of course, you can probably listen to this on the podcast if you are streaming it as well online. Those details that you just shared will cut through to Darwin, no doubt. And we'll get some people up there, which will be great. Ellie, thank you very much for coming along. And to you, Beth, as well. Thank you. Thanks for playing and have a great 2018.
Thank you.
It's all upwards and onwards as well.